with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Atlantic has released the entire Signal chat mistakenly sent to Atlantic editor-in-chief Jeffrey Goldberg. The chat was among Trump's senior national security officials. Testifying at a congressional hearing this morning, Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard says that the administration has taken responsibility for the error.
It was a mistake that a reporter was inadvertently added to a Signal chat with high-level national security principals having a policy discussion about imminent strikes against the Houthis and the effects of the strike.
The disclosure follows two intense days during which Trump's senior most cabinet members of his intelligence and defense agencies have struggled to explain how details that current and former U.S. officials have said would have been classified wound up on an unclassified Signal chat. By a vote of 7-2, the Supreme Court has upheld a Biden administration firearm regulation.
The Supreme Court is upholding a rule from the Biden administration requiring serial numbers and background checks for ghost guns. Ghost guns are nearly impossible to trace. They can be built at home, and there are no serial numbers. Then-President Joe Biden imposed the rule in 2022. Justices Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito dissented. Since the rule was finalized, ghost gun numbers have flattened out or declined in several major cities. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Gun groups challenging the rule had argued the federal government overstepped its authority. Palestinians have chanted against Hamas during an anti-war protest in the Gaza Strip. It's a rare show of public anger against the terrorist group that has long repressed dissent. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 132 points, the NASDAQ dropped 372. This is SRN News. Israel's housing minister has apologized after sparking political outrage.
Controversy erupted after a video emerged of the Israeli housing minister dancing and singing to an anti-Zionist song at his nephew's wedding. The song, popular with the ultra-Orthodox community, condemns the Israeli government and urges ultra-Orthodox Jews not to enlist in the military. It's a stance that has caused tension between secular and religious factions in Israel. The minister later issued an apology. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
A bill has been introduced in Sierra Leone that would decriminalize abortion in the West African country. Tens of thousands of women and girls attempt to self-terminate their pregnancies every year in Sierra Leone, which has some of the highest teen pregnancy rates in the world. Some Muslim and Christian leaders have denounced the current bill as ungodly. This is SRN News. A good economic report on durable goods.
New orders for manufactured durable goods in February, up two consecutive months, increased $2.7 billion or 0.9% to $289.3 billion, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. This followed a 3.3% January increase. Excluding transportation, new orders increased 0.7%. Excluding defense, new orders increased 0.8%. Transportation equipment, also up two consecutive months, led the increase $1.4 billion or 1.5% to $98.3 billion.
Correspondent John Scott reporting. The U.S. is on track to hit its statutory debt ceiling when the country runs short of money to pay its bills as early as August without a deal between lawmakers and the White House. That's according to the Congressional Budget Office. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.